Källarpodden!
Hello and welcome to the Basement Podcast, the only Swedish podcast about punk, music and politics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes interviews.
Yeah.
With artists.
Yeah.
Today I'm joined by Christopher as usual.
And a very special guest.
And a very
today.
Special guest.
He come out, banded, live in Sweden from Jamaica. Ding ding.
Yeah.
Great to have you here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
How has Ljusbacken and like Delsbo been treating you?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, perfect. You know, yeah.
Great to hear.
I get more than my share, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you lived in Sweden now?
Well, I mean, due to the corona time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stuck in Stockholm. I love it now.
Yeah.
And Darling.
Oh, yeah, Darling.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I read an interview about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's what's the biggest difference? Like between Jamaica or USA and Sweden?
Oh, I got a lot of forest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have lots of forest here.
Oh, yeah,
forest, yeah.
It's basically like half forest.
Yeah, you can go in the park and you go work out like a little gym and stuff like
oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People are cool. It's cool. Sweden.
Yeah. So, what are you doing here in Delsbo?
Well, I'm just at home. So, I got a call. That they want to work with me.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, just send me some songs.
Oh yeah.
He sent me a few songs. I said, I love it, man. I came up here and was a jam, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. End up doing 4 songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it been fun?
Oh yeah. I mean, some new stuff. So I learned a lot, you know.
Mm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also. A little bird has been telling me that you've also filmed a music video. Is that true? Did you film a music video
just now? I mean, music video. I didn't know we were going to do music video, but I mean, it just come in place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But these guys are genius. I love them.
Yeah, we saw the recording and it looks good.
Oh yeah. We heard it.
Yeah, also heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, do you think these recordings will be? Is it on a like a physical, like a vinyl record, or just digital?
I got some big distributor,
okay.
BP Records and stuff like
nice.
That. So we gotta promote it then.
Cool.
Hopefully, the people love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anyone know what can happen? Talk to the people.
Yeah. Can you tell us about like what's your kind of music? What music do you do?
Well, you know, I do reggae music, but I'm open to all different kind of music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah.
Just music called The Fungi, all kind of stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Got one called Lips and stuff like that. So I got a lot more, you know, different style of music and different kind of producers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I got some young guys in my house, man. I've been listening to your song from 9, 10 years old. I know I'm 30 years old, man. Try this stuff and I just do it because I like the music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't care if you're famous or that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you got it, and you come out just bang, ding, ding.
Mm.
Yeah.
But like, Ghania Smuggling got very big, that song.
Yeah, it was I did a remake with Ali One.
Oh yeah, her, Smuggleren.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, it's kind of funny because Ali One, he used to make like 5 or 10 years ago he made like a lot of rap music and
okay.
Then he just started making reggae and
okay.
And that's it was a pretty cool like transition.
Okay. I mean that's how music is, isn't it? Transform you sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So have you made any other music?
Yeah, I mean different
like
kind of
rap
stuff
music
and I got
or something.
I mean, I got all kind of stuff, and you know, these kind of stuff today, and I got all different kind of stuff, man. I just try new stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm mousing around.
Yeah. Cool. some Swedish hippie psychedelic instrumentals.
It's got folk song mixed with all kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a unique voice, man. Banded!
How did you start out with music? when did you like begin?
Well, I've been doing, since I was a kid at 5 years old, you know?
Yeah.
And the teachers, they always say, sing, Repton, sing. And then I always do that right back to high school and right to college, and that was it.
Oh yeah, cool.
You know? And I got my unique style, you know what I'm saying? So I guess it worked out good for me. Yeah.
When did it first like take off? When did you notice that you
take off? 1981.
Okay.
That was when you released
One of Them.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And
that classic.
Yeah, but record. I always walk around and sing that song in the sound system.
Oh yeah.
Stuff like that, and that's a way how to promote yourself.
Yeah.
You know, just go to the dance and start to sing, and then the crowd love it, and then the guy that says, "Mouth, come to the studio," and that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your biggest inspirations? Your artists that like inspired you to begin first place?
Well, from a kid coming up, you listen to different artists, you know, Nat King Cole and.
Oh yeah, cool.
And other folks and Marty Robinson and all kind of stuff like that, you know. And, you know, back in Jamaica, it's like a small island, you know. So I usually see Bob Marley then when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
I was like neighbors, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so, I've actually read that you.
Yeah, yeah.
You live quite close to.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
To
so
Bob Marley. And
Bob Marley usually say, "Mouth, come to my house." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before you die, he said, "Man, sing for me." So I started my bang ding 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 and stuff like that. So Bob started calling me, "Yeah, bang ding ding." And when the children come from school, Bob said, "Man, sing for Ziggy, sing for Steve." And I'm blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So, we never know that Bob Marley was gonna die so early.
Okay.
Because of famous, you know what I'm saying? But that's how it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool though, yeah. It's cool, yeah.
It was.
Yeah, very kind, man. It's good.
I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, it must have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it like growing up in Jamaica?
Oh, well, you know, small little island at the time and stuff like that. But, I always go to school and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I see the trouble, you know. So it was cool for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
What's like the, what do you say, the political state in Jamaica, what it's like?
Well, the political status right now is kind of cool.
Okay.
People can walk around and do the political stuff. It's all being intimidated by other factors and stuff like that, but now it's like the gangster style and soft style and that. And the dancehall style and the, you know, they do them stuff. Hip-hop style and stuff like that, you know? Yeah.
Is it very like different to Sweden, like political wise?
Well, back them time then politics, people get killed for being the wrong color.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people get killed by the voting, stuff like that. Sometimes people watch when you vote and so they clean it up now, you know what I'm saying? A third world country, man, you know what I'm saying? You got the first world.
Yeah. Difference right there, right?
Oh, yeah. Different laws, yeah. Our laws are written in pencil. Yeah.
You've done some movies too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I done one called New Jack City. I was just like at a college named Hunter's College, and I was just performing, and some guy named Mario Van Peebles said, "Mouse, I'm gonna graduate from acting from school of music, movie or directing school. And next 6 months, I got a call, and the guy said, 'Mouse, I'm ready for you. Play Fats Minute.'" You know what I'm saying? And then before that, there was this guy said he wanted me to be in a movie called Mark for Death.
Okay.
And then I read the script. I didn't like it, you know?
Yeah.
So I turned it down. About voodoo and Jamaican killing people and that. So, you know.
Okay, weird.
Yeah, you know, they always just cast Jamaican in one style, you know? So, I'm still ready when the right script comes, you know? I got a book coming out soon, too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
anytime. It's about lyrics and stuff, but I got the next one coming out about my life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm? Okay.
I'm growing up in Jamaica and see what's happening and shit.
Biography.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm autobiography, you know?
Yeah. How's it been writing a book?
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
I mean, I live the life. I go through stuff and, you know, I learn my lessons, all kind of stuff, So it's cool, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When it's that coming out?
When this one coming out anytime now.
Okay.
It's about, maybe the next 3 weeks.
Oh, cool.
Lyrics and stuff like that.
Nice.
Safe, yeah.
Link in the description.
so
you can check me out at Ecom House in Sweden, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
like we will also put your links down
there. Yeah. Link me up. Ecolinking.
Yeah. And how did you end up in Dalen?
I mean, when I'm on tour and I finish tour, I always just reside right there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I travel and I come back and I stay there and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, the corona arrived. I just enjoy it and that was it, you know?
Mm?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So how, I've always wondered, how did you come up with the name Ecom House?
Well, it's... I mean, it was a racehorse named Ecom House.
Okay.
Back in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So when he raced, I would bet.
Okay.
$2 and stuff and like that, you know. So,
and that was your, lucky horse then?
Well, but every time I bet, he never won, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. So one day I was broke, and the horse won. Long shot. Everybody say that? I didn't bet on the horse. And they started calling me Ecom House. Yeah. Just like the horse's name, Ecom House.
Oh, yeah.
The next time Ecom House ran again. And I didn't have to bet, so he won. And they started calling me Ecom House, Ecom House. I hated the name. And then I said, okay. Next time the horse race, I'm going to bet. And the horse retire.
Uh-huh.
So every time I started singing, they say, oh, that's Ecom House time. And that's it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm. What happened to the horse? Do you know?
Well, the horse, he retired.
Yeah, but now, after that, did it?
Yeah, he retired. That was about 1972.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
It's pretty dead now.
Yeah.
Probably gone, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about getting your own racehorse?
I had two horses before in Jamaica.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, one called Virgin Girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one I got.
I used to own a I have all your albums.
Ah, God bless my friend. Yeah, all right. So,
Yeah, and did you race them?
The racetrack, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said about...
Did they win?
No, third.
Third.
Second. I guess the jockey wasn't good enough.
No, probably his fault, right?
No, the jockey's fault. The horse was good. Yeah, very fast, yeah.
You have them? No, you don't have them left.
Huh?
You don't have horses right now?
No. What? In the future.
Yeah. But what's it called? I don't know what it's called in English. Trav. What is that?
Trotting.
Trotting. No. Terrible. Jockey. Yeah.
Galloping.
Yeah.
Galloping. Yeah.
Galloping. Yeah.
Yeah.
But trotting is pretty big in Sweden, right?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. You could go into.
Cheat all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go into like that.
Okay, all right. That's a good
imagine
suggestion.
Imagine Ecom House start trotting.
Yeah. I'm going to look into that too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah, cause I love horses, you know what I'm saying?
Mm?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Maybe.
They're like beautiful animals.
Yeah, they're cool. You got one more, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This podcast, mainly, we like listen to a lot of punk and hardcore and that... People send us songs and stuff like that. Do you have any relationship to punk and hardcore and that kind of music?
I listen to all kind of music, man. The Cure, Sex Pistols, everybody, man. Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm?
Yeah. So that's into music.
Mm? Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard any Swedish punk music? So?
Well, I guess these guys play some punk music.
Yeah.
So I did sure. So I heard a few singing. Yeah. I like it.
He's in a band with them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Johan, who is like drumming.
The drummer. Yeah.
He is the drummer in my band.
Yeah.
So. I've also heard that you did a guest appearance for Fried Fruits.
Okay.
you know that song, Nice Knife, are you from Delsbo?
Okay. Nice knife. Yeah. Fried Fruits.
Have you heard the Fried Fruits before?
No. What they call them? They're good, man.
Yeah,
they're very good. A lot of
Tarantino style music.
Yeah.
Like instrumental vibes.
Oh yeah.
Pretty good. Have you done any other podcast interviews before?
Well, so I think maybe two or something like that.
Oh yeah, I saw that you did the DST, the Black Thread.
Okay.
With what's his name? Abdul Shakur.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, the Black Thread, and okay. you were dressed up like the Black Pope.
Okay.
How was that?
Well, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's like that was cool, man. Because I mean, we didn't plan nothing. You know what I'm saying? We were just doing it right, like our right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, what was the plan with the? I mean, like the whole Black Pope thing.
Is it like a statement or something? This is the Kamal. When you see the white smoke, I'm the new Black Pope. That's it. So that's like, you know, yeah. I mean, I was in Italy, so.
Oh, yeah.
I said I need a costume, you know what I'm saying? So I went to the store and I get me a Pope costume. And that was it. Yeah, you know, complimenting the Pope.
And you are like master of like costumes.
Oh, yeah, I love costumes. Yeah, master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, it was this guy named George Michael and his wife Julie, back in 1982. So she always see me and she came to Reggae Sound Splash and saw me and stuff like that. So.
Oh yeah.
And while I was in America now, she's a seamstress, she's so close. And then she said, "Mouth, I'm gonna make a costume for you, a genie costume."
Nice.
I said, "I like it," and from that, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
you must have toured a lot, right?
Yep.
I read somewhere that you did over 100 concerts a year.
About 250 shows in America a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the best and the worst show you've done?
Well, our shows are good, you know. I wouldn't say they're worse, but our shows are good.
What's the biggest you've done? Biggest venue or?
Well, that was Woodstock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
94.
Oh, yeah. Woodstock, cool.
1 million people outside. And like 300 and...
But it was like...
Over 300,000 inside.
Yeah. And it was like pretty big artists, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
Rage Against the Machine?
Rage Against the Machine and Limp Bizkit and...
Limp Bizkit isn't good.
Yeah, but they're huge artists, I guess.
Yeah.
Green Day.
Oh, yeah.
Did you meet them?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the guy Green Day, he lost a few of his teeth because the promoter told him to just stop telling people to throw the mud.
No.
I just started throwing him on the stage, so the point I got man on punch. Yeah. I'm saying so. Well, good. Yeah.
Nice. And have you done some gigs in Sweden too, I guess?
Well, you know, I mean, Corona going on, so after the lockdown, you know.
Have you done Globen, the big white ball in Stockholm? Have you done there?
What's that?
Globen. You know, the big round arena, white ball.
Oh, not no. Yeah. No.
But it's called but Avicii Arena.
Yeah, it's Avicii Arena right now. But you played at Liseberg in Gothenburg in 2017, I think. How was that? playing at like a
amusement park.
Yeah, like a with a lot of like carousels and.
Oh yeah, I made a show. That's good, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ah yeah.
Playful, I guess.
Yeah, playful, yeah. you know, play for everybody. Got people in a wheelchair having a good time. And that, cool. That. Well, nice. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have like a fan base that do you see like the same people at your concerts or something like that?
No, they always seem like they're getting younger and younger.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
because people say, "Miles, you're gonna meet my two kids. One is 16. One is 18. I first saw your concert and I was 15 years old, like, you know what I'm saying?" So, you know what I'm saying? And then people say, "Mouse, say hi to my kid." I say, "Okay." Oh, 3-year-old kid. So the guy said, tell Mouse what song you like. Yeah. Biddy bang bang, biddy bang bang, biddy.
But it's, I can imagine, like, many artists today, they have one generation of fans, like, but for those who have been at it longer, it must be pretty, like, amazing to have several generations
today. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And you must notice, your music must be rediscovered all the
time. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, this guy, I think he have anniversary for his son.
Oh, yeah.
And his son has autism. And his father said, "Mouth, I'll give a shout out for him on his birthday in a few days." But his father said, "Mouth, your music is therapeutic."
Yeah.
He play your ganja smoking all the while. He just focus on thing, you know. So I get it all the while, you know what I'm saying? So it's good.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah.
It must be pretty special, like.
Well, that's how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of, like, 2 million kids.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like meet people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. And I can hear the growth and stuff, we come out and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can sing about it and I said, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I mean, sometimes you can put yourself in other people's, you know, perspective as to what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, the people are the stars, you know what I'm saying? Not me, but they make us blah, 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 but it's the people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, I think that's just. That's why they give them a love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you hadn't done music, what do you think you would have done then? Did you have any, like, other career choices when you were?
Well, I was good at sports.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like 13 years old. I was a boxer.
Oh, uh-huh. Boxing. Cool.
I was flyweight.
Mm.
112 pounds. I was a gold medalist in Jamaica.
Mm.
Yeah. And then try cricket.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing Major League Cricket. Stuff like that.
Okay.
And then, you know, I was in school playing soccer. I wasn't no great soccer player, but tall, so I play defense and stuff like that. So, you know, so that maybe some kind of sports.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Can imagine that, huh?
Yeah.
Was Jamaica an English colony?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Okay.
I mean, but they go independent now.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
But, like, did I was like, when you said cricket, I just thought about it. But could you notice that? How was that like to? I mean, it must have all the colonies that Britain has owned has like not developed as good, I could say, like, right?
Yeah, I mean, because they weren't independent.
And
Jamaica shouldn't have been independent because they're more dependent now
on
the money value. I mean, when it was a country by the British, everybody from Jamaica didn't go to England.
Mm.
Now they got to beg for a visa. And that's how the war and the crime and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Because people stuck there, they can't travel and that, something like that, you know?
Mm.
And that's what's going on in Africa right now. I mean the colonial stuff, many work good and they work bad. You know what I'm saying? Because Africa is messing up now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're killing their own. And I'm saying, so I guess greed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, greed, yeah.
Exploitation, you
know,
and
exploitation, yeah.
Yes.
What's going on in Ethiopia and Tigray and Eritrea? And no food, no tent from Syria to Yemen. You know what I'm saying? So all them stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We were talking about the corona vaccine in the last episode too.
Oh yeah.
How it, like, the poorer countries didn't even have a chance to buy them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because all the rich countries bought like 8 doses per person.
And,
yeah, yeah.
And also they can't use the recipes and
make
their own vaccines.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they are
patented.
Patented.
And
yeah, what?
That's pretty fucked up.
Okay, yeah, pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How has the pandemic affected you? Have you been isolated or have you handled it good?
yeah, you know. Yeah. I just in my mouth soul. But I got 2 jobs, so I'm okay now.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, I think my creativity has gotten a big spur in me, like in the pandemic. Been isolated for 2 weeks. I painted and made podcasts and
I mean, the pandemic and the corona is like, it go both ways, you know what I'm saying? Because if it never happened, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Recording with these guys or doing stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like, you have to do something not to go crazy.
Yeah.
Unless otherwise you just eat and watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, go insane.
Yeah.
What's your, like, process when you're writing? Do you have any, like, or is it explained to me?
Well, I just listen, observe. Like I'm a journalist.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm an activist, a reporter, reporting stuff, you know what I'm saying, through music.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I can't think about anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. So, I put stuff together, you know?
Mm.
I'm more like a writer alec.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Writing junkie.
Yeah. Cool. Do you have any other plans right now for, like, the Swedish summer?
I mean, well, you know, got songs coming out by way of VP Records.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
One coming out the 18th of this month. It's called Still Smuggling.
Oh, yeah. I've read about that one.
And then one called, one going to come out on the 25th of this month. It's called Mosquito Dem A Bite.
Okay.
And then July 2nd, I got one called the Dem A Parasites.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know,
you also made that one the song Lips.
Yeah. Lips just came out. Yeah, a couple days ago. Yeah, yeah.
I saw the video. Quite a nice video. And a good song as well.
Yeah, I asked the guy what to sing. He said, "Okay, man, I'll sing something nice about the girls." I said, "Okay, Lips."
Oh yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
That's nice.
And then we got one more called Professors and Professors and Drugs in Nightclub.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one is out too.
That reminds me. There was, I like read about you, and the first, I think there was the first songs you recorded, like, were recorded by your teacher. Was it that?
Yeah, we took to the studio.
Yeah.
1974.
Yeah.
One called My Father's Land and one called Creation.
Okay.
It was me singing at Ripton Hilton on the Ecom House label. That was a businessman from business school. Yeah, but I didn't find it Ecom House style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until about like 1979, 80. So it was like singing. I mean, I couldn't find any more words. I didn't stop. all that bang bang bidi 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 bang bidi bang.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I want to hear. Yeah man, give me some more bang ding ding da 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 da. And that was it. You know what I'm saying?
I read somewhere that it's like described as scat. Do you like define it as that too?
No, that's my stuff.
Yeah.
I invented that stuff.
Yeah. I
singing, I can't find my words. And then you say, okay, you don't want to stop me to start bang, ding, 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 bidi, bang, bang, bang. And start singing about lyrics,
mm.
And you continue again. That's it, yeah.
Yeah. So, a lot of new music coming out this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any gigs?
Well, we don't know yet, but I think I'm going to get some gig.
Yeah.
A mouse.
Yeah, it's the corona restrictions are lighting up.
Yeah, yeah, but the fact remains that people ready for the good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the writers and the musicians, them got time to write and sit down and hibernate and come back out and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it's going to be an explosion.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Explosion of music and creativity.
Yeah.
It's good, maybe. Like, isolate all artists for 1 year.
Yeah.
And we can reap the...
Yeah.
Harvest after.
Yeah.
But that's bad for us who does a podcast. We could do it anyway.
Oh yeah. Like no different for no like difference for us. So.
No, it's not a difficult medium to
okay.
do. also a book then coming.
Coming in a few weeks, right?
What's that?
Your book. Coming in
No, that's the first one.
Mm. Oh yeah.
So what's it called, Langdick? The book. What's it called?
My Corona Year in Sweden or something like this. My Corona Year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My Corona Year in Sweden.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something okay. like that. Okay.
We will find some links to it and
link
it down below.
Yeah.
any final thoughts or words you would like to share to the amazing Källarpodden community?
Well, I love you all, so be safe.
Yeah.
And the children, them don't hate and don't discriminate. Ding, ding.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And that was the 153rd episode of the Källarpodden Basement podcast. The only Swedish podcast about punk and politics.
And music.
And music. The funniest podcast north of the equator. Yeah, and thank you so much, Ica Mouse, for doing this. It was a pleasure.
Anytime, yeah. You know what I'm saying, Mikhail? You get my word out there, so you know.
Yeah. Good. And good luck with all the stuff you're doing here.
Oh, yeah.
They're
genius, man. Yeah. Love them, yeah.
And have a good summer in Sweden then.
Okay, I'll do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Ding ding.
Ja, men jag sa ju det till er här tidigare att det är väl ungefär vad jag hade förväntat mig av den här skitkanalen som jag just nu är med i.